Roma bafanzei takwasa imese kutara tenzi Jesu Kristu tigare kwakanguwa
So God richly bless you. It's my lot tonight. Sorry, this morning. Among the other preachers that have been coming here, trust that the other preachers have done you good. And coming also so that I may be a blessing in the circumstances. I know as Brother Makwinye was saying here that obviously things will be flying around in these circumstances. I don't know what's being said, I don't know what has been said, but I just came in last night from Chipinge. But just what he is saying, let's just hold together. I know the scripture says, smite the shepherd and then the sheep will scatter. And we know that the pastor has been smitten. So this part of the scripture is now dealing with the sheep. And we know that the devil will not spare trying to destroy the sheep. But if we've been well taught, let's just now stand in the circumstances. Stand and wait for what God wants done. Because by taking the pastor, the Lord knew what he was going to do. Don't listen to people who are not God. Let's just make sure that everyone feels this is my church. And if you belong to that church, then you are responsible. You want to make sure nothing destroys your church. Because what wants to destroy your church wants to destroy you and your family. So you are responsible. Amen. You know, I always think about the two women that were squabbling about the one baby. In the days of Solomon. The one woman had killed her own child. And the other one was now trying to steal this baby. And when Solomon was going to judge this issue, he says, bring me the child. Bring me a knife. I'm going to cut this baby in two. No, the reaction of the mother who was not the real mother. The mother who was not responsible for the child. The mother who had not known what it means, you know, to have the birth pains, the care, the responsibility.
mai vanga vasina kumbonzwa marwadzo ekubara kana kuchengeta kana kurera mwana uyu.
That's how they normally speak. People that have no care about the outcome of the baby. People that have no burden. They are just looking for personal gains. You know, they don't have any feeling for it. And you know what she said? She said, yeah, let's cut that baby.
Let's cut it
in two. Yeah, fair. Let's
just cut the baby. Cut the baby.
Then you won't have it and I won't have it.
When you see somebody coming with that approach, that person has never given birth. And they don't care.
What happens?
They don't care what happens. Because they've never given birth. Even if the child is killed, they don't care.
Do discrepancy. Amen. But mai vakabara mwana.
But a mother who's once given birth.
Vakanzwa kurwadza kwe 9 months.
And has felt what it means to carry a pregnancy.
Vakanzwa kuti zvinhu izvi ndakazvishandira.
And knows I've worked for this.
Ndakarwadziwa nenyaya yemwana uyu.
I went through pains because of this child.
I'm not going to stand here and suffer to see this baby destroyed.
Handisi kuzomira pano ndichitendera kuti mwana aparare uyu.
Mai baba vakati please.
That mother akati ndinokupira. Just give him the child.
As long as that child is not destroyed.
Chakakosha ndechekuti mwana ngaarege kupara.
As long as that baby is not killed.
Mwana uyu ngaasaurawa.
I don't care who takes that baby.
Hazvinei kuti atorwa na.
As long as mwana uyu wachengeteka.
As long as
mwana uyu upenyu hwake hwaitwa preserved.
As long tachengetedza upenyu hwemwana.
Hazvina basa kuti ndianiko.
It doesn't matter who it
is. Achamuchengeta as long as mwana uyu ari mupenyu.
Take care of them as long as the baby is alive.
Hazvina basa ndianiko achaita pastor man.
It doesn't matter who becomes the pastor. As long as this baby is alive.
Kana mwana uyu achengeteka.
As long as this baby is alive.
Ndine basa izvo.
That's what matters.
You know. Hatina hondo yemahwinde emukombisi.
We don't fight like commuter touts.
Yeah. Mahwinde emukombi ndiye ane basa kuti iwe munhu ngaapinde mukombi yangu.
Commuter touts are the ones who fight for passengers.
Put it a hondo, bro.
They are real tout wars.
Hausi kutozokwira utozoenda anywhere kana usina kukwira mukombi yangu.
You actually are not going anywhere until you come into my commuter bus.
Windiye ana basa nekuda kuti.
That tout does not care whether you have arrived to the right destination.
Chani basa nacho I personal gain.
Chari kuda imari yemhumwe make.
Ana basa kuti waita comfortable zvakadii.
It doesn't matter to him kuti wafamba zvakanaka here.
Amadzangu, may God help us panguva ino.
Brethren, Mwari vatibatsire.
That's where we must discern.
Ndo zvatinofanga kuita.
Zvinangwa zvevanhu.
Tonzvera the purpose. The purpose, the intent.
Vanhu vanoita fanika sevane hanya maningi but yet iri ari windi ari kuda kungoti vanhu vapinde mukombi
make. Some people look like they care a lot but they are just touts. All they care is about themselves.
So I don't know what has been said but brethren, this is what I normally say.
Handiziye kuti zviri kutaurwa zvii asi izvozvo zvandiri kutaura ndo zvandowanzotaura
ndo zvatinoziva nazvo kuti tizive kuti mweya urudzii uri pane munhu.
We then judge what kind of a spirit is on a person by what they say.
Takufanira kuziva mumeseji munomu kuti munhu ane hanya nebasa ramwari ndiani kana kuti kwete.
We just want to know. We left the denominations. We want to know who cares about the things of this message.
Where people only care because uri nengo yechurch ino. Never mind unopfeka sei. Never mind wakamira sei. Never mind wakaita sei. Hazvina basa as long as you are a member here.
In the denominations, people don't care how you dress, how you live. What's important to them, even nengo yesangano.
But now we know, Hamadzang.
Why
we are hearing this message.
Amen. We have those things that gave birth to us. Things that we care about.
There are wolves in this message.
Mune makava mumaridzo muno.
Message ino yango fana ni masangano kaya zvine.
This message is just like denominations.
We must know that.
Tofanga kuzviziva.
Kana mamusati mazviziva izvo zvizivei hama dzangu.
If you had not known that, know it now.
Kuipa izvine zvikema chechi ese kwazara mumessage.
You know, the wrong things of the rest of the denominations are now back in the message.
You see. Why? Because in the Satan.
Because it's the devil.
Satan anoshanda ne parikushandiwa naMwari ipapo.
The devil comes to work where God is working.
Saka akapedza nemasangano.
He's done with the denomination.
Saka parikushanda ndepapi zvino izvi.
Now what part is left?
Munezvokwadi.
Where is the truth now?
Dai tichine nguva yakatorebei panyika pano.
If we still had a lot of time on this earth,
you are going to discover kuti kuipa kwese kunenge kwachizara mumessage.
Maizoona kuti all the wrongs will be full in this message.
And masangano ato are better.
And denominations are now better.
Brothers,
ama
ukanyengerwa nemessage inoika hakuna chichakubatsira futi.
If you get deceived by this message, nothing else will help you.
Muna ari masangano izvinezvo atovanani kupfuura munhu anyengereka ari message.
A person in the denominations now is better than one who has been deceived whilst in this message.
Because vamasangano anomudza zvokwadi and anobva azviona otokanga ototendeuka and then otoya.
Because the person in the denominations, if you bring the truth to them, they will see it and repent.
But munhu anofunga kuti ari message achiziva zvaanoita yete akanyengereka.
But now
munhu
the person
hauna chaunoita naye
who is in the message thinking that they know the truth, you cannot help that person if they are deceived.
Saka nzwirai mweya yevanhu.
So you need to discern the spirits on the people.
Ende Mwari nekutora Pastor Chesa kune chinangwa chirimo munyaya yacho naye.
And God, by taking Pastor Chesa, there's got to be a reason.
And those that are going to this.
Now we seeing it.
Samburu kunzwa izvi ndoo zvine zvakafira Pastor Chesa zvacho izvo.
This that you are hearing, whatever it is, that's the reason the pastor was taken.
And Mwari waizviziva izvo.
And God knew it.
You see, pastor ari mupenyu ane mweya akawanda yaanotsimbirira so.
When the pastor is alive, he puts a lid on many spirits.
Many spirits dzine dzichida kubuda, but pastor aripo hadzibude.
Then mweya yakawanda which wants to manifest, but in the presence of the pastor it cannot manifest.
Ndokusaka Mwari anoti zvi ndida kudhira nemweya uyu muranda wangu nemweya uyu nemweya, as long as uripo handikwanisi kudhira nazvo.
So the pastor will tell, God will tell his servant, I want to deal with that spirit, that spirit and that spirit, but as long as you're there, I can't do it.
So he does take. Then we wonder why.
Kana zvadaro vanobva vatora isu sitosara tichibvunza kuti nei zvaitika.
And when you see zvinotevera,
ukazoona whatever follows,
then we understand.
Tozonzwisisa.
Many times we don't understand until we see and hear things.
Kakawanda hatigoni kunzwisisa kusvika taona kusvika tanga.
Saka church yeEastleigh,
nokudaro kereke paEastleigh,
izvozvo izvo ndo zvinhu zvata zvinorwadza zvataa kupinda mazviri.
These are the painful things that we now going through.
Amen. So that's my introduction to you this morning.
Ndo mashoko angu enhanganyaya mangwanani ano.
This is one church I was fully identified with in Harare right from the beginning.
Inoyi ndo imwe church dzandaibatanidzwa nadzo kubva pakutanga kwayo muno muHarare.
That's the only church I was really fully identified here in Harare.
Muno muHarare ndo yoga church yandainyatsobatanidzwa nayo zvizere.
Most of my relatives come to this church.
Hama dzangu dzakawanda dzinopinda pano.
My mother and the late Mbuya Mangochi were sisters.
Mai vangu nambuya Mangochi
And so all my sisters, my relatives, and my brothers from my mother's side, they are all in this church.
And
Anna Maikuruwangu, Anna my shepherd, Apo. Can you stand up, my shepherd?
My aunt, my shepherd, there she is.
I'm so thankful.
She is a wife to my brother, Ndotenda.
Children and her sons-in-law.
Vanavavo,
in this church. And Susan Deremete, where are you, Susan?
Susan Deremete.
God bless you, Susan. God bless you. Nice to see you. Amen. And Sister Mai Joseph Sonza, where are they? Are they here?
Sister Mai Joseph Sonza, Muripi.
And Devi.
Devi.
Where are you, Devi? Can you just stand up?
We could be Devi. You can stand.
Amen. So all these and my old friends, the Kadiwas.
Shamari Zangu, Vekwa Kadiwa.
Amen. And our brother Simon,
Brother Simon is here.
All these my old friends.
Shamari Zangu Zakare.
We knew one
another when we were still young boys, we were living in Harare.
They are all in here. So this is one church I really just was so identified with.
Church and then you took button is one now.
Sister Chesa, God bless you.
Sister Chesa,
Sami, God bless you.
Samsi, Maragropa Fadze.
You know, we don't, we're still trying to come to terms with what happened here. But as long as we are human, we will never fully understand it. We can only just. See little pictures about what's taking place and by faith. And these are some of the hard situations that the human mind cannot comprehend. And I was thinking, what shall I speak in the circumstances? I fully did not quite understand what to say. Until some little message I was speaking back home in Chipinge. Inonzi, I know. And I think that's what I'm going to speak on this morning. I know. In one from Smyrna Church Age. I know. So from there, perhaps by God's grace, you will find something that will be a consolation or whatever. So I'm thankful to be here to take my place also to try to console all of you people. As we are getting to accept that this is what the Lord has done. You see, we've got pictures of Pastor Chesa in our studies, in our offices, and we look at those pictures every day and say, Lord, but is this true?
Pama profile
and everything.
You know, even on our profiles,
we are trying to understand, is this real? And something tells you it's true. Then the next is, but why? Then you have no answer. Then you see, maybe tomorrow it's me,
Yeah,
you begin to see, so I can die also. And you also. And in a message called Desperations, Brother Branham says, you must see yourself able to die.
Hans, unofangwa kuzviona uchigona kufa.
And that you must die. You must know that you are not worthy of living except that you are worthy to die.
Unofangwa kuziya kuti haukodzeri kurarama. Chawakakodzera iwe kufa.
You must see yourself dead.
Unofangwa kuzviona wakafa.
That's the whole point, brothers.
Ndo pane nyaya yacho.
And when you see yourself really dead,
paunozviona wanyatsofa,
you will think different.
Unoita mumwe mufungiro wakasiyana.
You will live different.
Ugorarama kana ramiro kakasiyana.
All the natural things and aspirations go away from you.
Zvinhu zvese zvepanyama nezvido zvepanyama zvichaenda.
They cease to mean nothing.
Zvinosvika pazvisingareve chinhu.
Then you begin to think, what is my car? What is my house?
Wotanga kuzvibvunza kuti mota yangu inoreveiko kana imba
yangu. What am I struggling for?
Ndiri kumbonyanya kushingairireiko.
To die.
Ndiri kushingairira kufa.
So why am I struggling for?
Kosei ndiri kushingaira.
Why am I being proud for nothing?
Kosei ndiri kuzvida nezvinhu zvisina maturo.
Why am I worrying about? Pastor Chester also wanted these things, and it's not there. He's been saved the problem of what we're still struggling for.
Pastor Chester vaitozvidawo zvinhu izvozvo asi kozvinozvi vakaburitswa mudambudziko rekuzvida.
Brethren,
ama,
you will approach life differently.
Ukaona izvozvo unoona upenyu nenzira yakasiyana.
Amen. Sure. What are you struggling for? To live. What are you living for? To die.
And you are not.
And you are not fit to live until you are fit to die.
Hanza ukodzeri kurarama kusvikira wakodzera kufa.
That's powerful.
Zvine simba.
Can you understand that?
Unogona kuzvinzwisisa here izvi?
Tell somebody close to you, you are not fit to live until you are fit to die. Amen. When you see yourself fit to die, then you will approach life differently.
That's where we bring an end to all the wars of commuter towns. They come to an end. Even all these fights in churches, they come to an end.
Oh yes.
When you see people fighting for nothing, they are just too full and too well kept. That's what it means.
Kuguta chaiko kuti kuguta kwema broiler. Haambo siva kuti chari kuisirwa light kuti ridge neusiku neusiku kuti riurayiwe pa Christmas kana kuti pa Easter.
It's people that have been overfed like broilers, not knowing that the reason you being overfed is so that you get killed, be it on Christmas or Easter.
But there is even broiler.
But the broiler doesn't know.
It eats and stretches
itself.
No.
And
my lights are so good.
Everything is good, brother.
These quotations, you must keep it there and you say, Lord, I'm not fit to live and
fit to die.
Like David also said, Lord, show me my end.
Sa David anoti ishe ndiratidzei magumo angu.
Ukaona magumo ako brother, hauzombodada nekuvhaira nekutuka vanhu. Kana nekuchena kwaunoti kuchena kuyakuya kwese kunopera brother.
When you see your end, you will not be full of yourself,
amen,
full of pride, and seeing yourselves better than everybody else.
Because matters, you give away everything you got. May God help us. Anyway, I'll get into my message this morning by God's grace.
I'm just. I'm not a very organized preacher.
And I'm not handina protocol dzakawanda.
And I also do not have a lot of protocol.
I'm just me.
Ndinongova ini zvandiri.
God bless you.
Ichakuropafadzai.
So, can we stand up to our feet and we will read our scripture?
Tisimukaina tsoka dzedu tiverenge gwaro.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to verse 13. And then 29:11-13, and then we go to where I get my text, Revelation 2, verse
9.
Jeremiah 29, from verse 11 to verse 13, and then we go to Revelation 2, verse 9. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart."
Ndangariro dzandinorangarira pamusoro penyu ndizvo zvinotaura Jehovha. Ndangariro dzorugare dzisati dziri dzezvakaipa, kuti ndikupei magumo ane tariro. Muchadana kwandiri, muchandonyengetera kwandiri, neni ndichakunzwai. Muchanditsvaka mukandiwana, kana muchinditsvaga nemoyo wenyu wese.
Amen. Revelation 2 verse 9.
"I know thy works
and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan."
Ndinoziva mabasa ako, nekutambudzika kwako neurombo hwako, asi uri mpfumi. Nokutuka kweavo vanoti tiri vaJudha, asi ivo chaivo vasiri ivo chaivo, asi iri sinagogo ya Satan.
"Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life."
Usatya izvo zvauchatambudzika nazvo. Tarira, diabolos woda kuisa vamwe venyu mutirongo kuti muidzwe. Muchatambudzika mazuva negumi, uye wakatendeka kusvikira parufu, ndigomupa korona yeupenyu.
Verse 9 is where I get my text and the context on "I know."
Ndima 9. Ndopandiri kutora musoro wangu.
Shall we pray? If you got a request, just raise up your hand and say, "Lord, speak to me."
Ndinamati kana wane chikumbiro somudzaro wokoro wako kuti Ishe taurai kwandiri.
Taurai, oh taurai, Ishe taurai. Taurai, o taurai, Ishe, taurai, Ishe, taurai, imo mumoyo mangu, Ishe, taurai, mumoyo mangu, paridzai, o paridzai, Ishe, paridzai, paridzai, o paridzai, Ishe, paridzai, Ishe, paridzai, imo mumwo mangu, Ishe, paridzai, mumwo mangu." Almighty and true God, we bow our hearts and heads before you this morning in shame and in awe. God Almighty, we don't understand, but we accept your verdicts and your sovereignty. We know times will never be the same in this tabernacle, but we pray for an expected end, as we have read from Jeremiah. For you said, you know the thoughts you have, Father. The thoughts you have for this church. We don't know, but you know it, God. You know everything, Heavenly God. Many times, Holy God, we think you don't know, yet you know all things. May you remind us that you know all these things, the good, the bad, and whatever you allow to take place, Father. We would plead God for mercy. Wretched, unworthy creatures that we are, struggling on this world, blindfolded without knowing nothing. We are to totally depend on you, great God. Forgive our shortcomings. Forgive all our humanity, Father. Forgive us. Come, Holy Spirit. Comfort and console this church, bereaved of their pastor. I pray for the family, for Sister Chesahed, the children. Bless them, dear God. Bless these elders that are trying to stand in difficult times. And with all the words of discrepancy flying in, oh God, you know all about it, Father. Come and help everyone, Father, to take their position. God Almighty, never allow the enemy to come in anywhere, Father. May you bless this church. Help them, Father. You know how your servant struggled to have this church. The legacy, the faith, God, and the vision that he had. God, you know exactly where you want that vision to go. May you undertake, please, Jehovah. We are here, Father, trying to console and to help. I don't know what to say. Be with my mouth this morning. Speak the words that are spiritual food in due season, the hearts of your children. Heal the sick, heal the brokenhearted. Get glory unto yourself, Father. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Take our seats. Thank you, brother. Just excuse a little bit of a flu that I've been having, but I trust the Lord will bless us. Amen. Now, the subject of I know. You know, God knows. He knows all. Do you believe God knows all about you? Do you believe God knows about your problems? Do you believe God knows what you are going to go through and what you are going through now? You see, praise the Lord. When God knows, that's all that's very important. That's all that matters. He allowed the fall. Because he knew how he was going to raise up that fall. He allowed Pastor Chester to go away. Because he knows the end. We don't know the end. Amen. If we do know that he knows, that is all that matters. To know that God knows is a revelation. Brother, to know that God knows is a revelation. That's what brings rest in your life. Many times we are disturbed and we are bitter because we don't know what God knows. We don't know what God means by certain events. That's why we worry and that's why we are nervous. That's why we become bitter. Because we don't know. Do you know in your troubles, you actually forget that God knows. Sometimes you remember,
you might know that God knows, but when you forget that God knows, your troubles begin there.
Amen.
When you know that God knows. When you know that God knows everything, you will take rest. You will trust. You will leave everything in the one who knows. You and me are designed so that we know nothing. The prophet says that's not a mistake. God arranged it like that. So that you don't know. But you will get to trust.
asking the one that knows. But when you begin thinking that you know, then you have a problem.
We are made so that we totally rely on God.
When you know that God knows everything, and He will make everything of mine to go right, then you will take rest.
Foundation ye Chikristo.
Therein lies the foundation to Christianity. When you get to a point where you know that God knows, when you know that, when you have no school fees,
Hallelujah.
You say God knows. When your child falls sick, you say God knows. When the pastor has been taken away, you say God knows. When you do that, then you take rest in everything. But when trouble comes, we forget that God knows. That's when we get anxious and high blood pressure. You will never know anything more than God knows. You can never bear your burdens more than God can do it. God knew He was going to take the pastor. You did not know. Why He took him, we don't know.
Also,
tell God that you gave and you took. You are the one who knows the good that will come out of it. When you forget that, that's when you realize you now want to pretend to be smart. You want to play smart. You now want to work out the plan. You want to try to work out the plan. You want to work out the plan. Miracle.
I know.
God says,
you know nothing. I know. I know. I know my thoughts about you. I know
why I did this.
Trust
in my knowledge. Trust in my knowledge. Trust that I who did it, I know how I will finish it.
Amen. Therein
lies the foundation to Christianity. We were never meant to know anything.
Rely on Him who knows.
He
who knows your future.
He knows your tomorrow.
He knows
about it
more
than you do.
Praise God. My BP don't know you because
your blood pressure comes. Because you now come and say, Lord, do you understand what is happening? Do you think you can know more than God? Do you think you can know more than God? When God allows something, He knows how He's going to take it to an end. He knows how He's going to take it to an end. Did not hear?
Did
not hear?
God
tell the
knows.
One next to you kuti mwari vanoziva.
Amen. I know. Satan trick yake ndeye kuti kanganwisa kuti mwari anoziva kana nhamo dzichinge dzauya. Sure.
The devil wants us to miss that point that God knows. The devil, that way, he is clever on.
You
start looking for your shoes on your head.
A solution everywhere.
Hallelujah.
All you have to do, stand still and know that I am God. Stand still and know that I am God. You must know that God knows. When you know God knows, You will let go all your schemes and plans.
You will let off the pressure. Satan,
pressure.
He
wants to give you that pressure. Because Satan wants to make you no more than God. No one knows more than God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It's when we think God does not know.
All your troubles,
diseases,
and everything, they will come back when you forget that there is somebody who knows.
It's when we forget that God knows when we sin.
Amen.
Because a sinner does not know that there is a God watching.
Amen.
When God says, I know,
it
means he wants you to know
that
he knows the end of the matter. He does not have to explain to you everything.
But when you just know that God knows, when you get to a point where you know that somebody knows,
brother,
then your case is closed. Your case is closed.
Attend. You now know nothing, but you know he who has
as
got
a believer. Ziva kuti ati ziye chinu ati tino ziyano ziya zvose.
Pakatumira Goliath kune vana veIsrael.
When he sent Goliath to the children of Israel,
Mwari waiziva kuti nyaya inoperera sei.
God knew the end.
Waiziva kuti nyaya inoperera papi.
He knew how the case would close.
Ndosaka achiunza ma unfair challenge.
That's why you
we call them unfair challenges.
Uno
challenge was because it's in a size in there.
You will be, before you will stand in an unfair challenge.
And of some of the unfair challenges.
Anokupa challenges in a size in
there. And of some of the number of four you got to be
giants will rise in your life. But just know, big brother is behind you. You have to do nothing.
You must know there's somebody behind
me.
Who does this in his house,
when you know that,
hallelujah! Then you just have to know it by power, not by might. But by somebody who knows. The one who knows all about it. The one who allows his unfair challenge.
The one who allowed it.
The one who is not
yours. The case is not yours. Him who allowed it.
Him
the one who knows the end of all this. He knows how you end this. He knows how you end it.
You don't know nothing. But the one behind you. He will raise
giants.
Those
giants
that
you have met and you will meet.
It's not your
battle. Let the giants rise.
He's somebody.
Amen.
He knows all about you.
I know Zia.
I know.
I know Zia.
I know the blasphemy of God.
I know Zia.
I know that we are not Taurasiro.
I know Zia. Those who speak funny things.
I know. It's just some kind of
babble. I know what will rise. I know it.
Amen. I was the size of Goliath, you have.
You are not the size
of Goliath.
You are, you can't match Goliath.
There's somebody greater.
But behind you, that was, Mukuru.
That was actually for me than a Goliath.
No, that's why he's allowing
that
Goliath.
You are,
he knows you can't do anything.
Hallelujah.
You can't do anything. You've got to trust
the one who knows.
We are not here.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why is Shumba is the
He knew how the lions would be tamed.
waiziva.
He knew.
Kuti moto you the fiery furnace is.
How this fiery furnace will be tamed.
Ndosaka kubvumira vana vake kuti vapinde mumoto.
That's why he allows his children to go into the fire.
Kunopota aziziva izvozvo.
Do you think he doesn't know? Do you think he doesn't know?
He knows. That's why he allows you to the fire.
Ndosaka chitendera.
That's why he allows you into the light.
Ndosaka chikutendera kuti upinde
mumoto.
Your problem is not knowing when you get in there. Then you start asking, God, are you still with
me? Are you here with me? As long as God is with you, that's all that matters. Amen. He knew what to do at the Red Sea. That's why he allowed them to go through
it.
He knows the end of the situation. He does not necessarily have to explain to you.
He has no business explaining to everybody. If God had to explain to every one of you, then he has no way of running his business on earth.
So he allows it.
Understand there.
Knowing what he'll do. He knows
that even your worry now matters nothing. By and by, you will understand it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is the ever present, the all knowing, the omnipotent, omniscient, the beginning and the end. That's why Jesus could afford to sleep. Why raram boat, brother?
That's you know. You'd sleep in the boat.
Peter's blood pressure that quira.
Peter's blood pressure was rising.
Amen. John,
please, can you take out the water from that other end? Can you do it from that other end? If you were to measure their blood pressure there, but Christ was asleep. That's the amount of knowledge he has.
You want to see your reaction. Your reaction.
That's where we get a lot of things being
when
said.
When those things raise up.
You're like Moses. Were they not crazy? Look at where you brought us to. You will say things that you were not supposed to say when you get to that point. But God wants those things to come out. He will put you under pressure so that you release what is in you. They will not beg you to say what you're going to say or do.
Ujazibata,
reacting to the unbelief or belief which is in you.
Amen. What is more, brother? So, what is the
some situations come so that you reveal what is in you. Right here in this issue of Pastor
Chester,
you will know certain things. You will know certain people. You will know what is inside, brother. You will know who's who here.
We are all mysteries. Why? Because the God who knows
what is in the people, the hidden things in the people, he knows how to take it out of them.
Amen. I want to
go to the book.
Message is mine. Testimony is your
message. Message. We know this message.
The quotation, church age.
Page
116, paragraph
83. Because now, page 116, paragraph
the Lord God Almighty says, I know.
That's the issue.
Do There he is walking in the midst of his people. There he is the chief shepherd of the flock. But does he hold back the persecution? Does he stand back the tribulation? Does he stop
the death of Pastor Chesa?
He
says, I know.
Do
you really think Pastor Chesa was going to go without God knowing? Do
we
really think that it was an accident?
You need a rebaptism, brother, sister.
If you still believe like that, we are to baptize a new one.
You need a rebaptism.
You
may as well question with the saga. Jesus walk a fire. Today did you chema Jesus?
We might actually still been crying for Christ right now.
And this, today did you chema Moses in us?
We must still be crying for Moses now. Can
I sing as Jesus?
If you don't know,
of course. Moses, I got chema 40 days.
Moses,
so, yeah.
I got chema 40. They mourned for him for 40 days.
Yeah, tuno kono chema gorerese ni chema.
We might even moan for a year.
As we chema, we also think about us that sure it was God who did it.
You will moan, but you get a point where you are like, I know it's God who did it. When you understand why that happened, you on your road to becoming a Christian. Because when you die.
It was of God that I must die.
You will also understand with
the day you're
going to die, you must know that God would have allowed it that you die.
You see? Does he hold back the tribulation? No, he doesn't. He simply says, I know your tribulation.
I know how broke you are. I even know how you were retrenched from work. I know that your children are being chased away from school. I know it.
Oh, what a stumbling block it is.
That is, I'm
not at all unmindful of your suffering. What a stumbling block this is to so many people.
Those stumbling blocks are what molds us into Christians. Those stumbling blocks that God brings. That's what puts a separation line between a Christian and an unbeliever.
Amen. God is so full of those stumbling blocks.
Mwari akazara nazvo zvigumburizo. Just think about it on the funeral of Lazarus.
My sister Lazarus got in my mind.
Sisters to Lazarus were like, Lord, only if you had been here.
Right? They were politely trying to say, "Ko inda makati siyo panguwa atai fungira uti do pamucha uya onai."
All those sisters were saying, "Nemashoko ane unyoro." They were like, "Lord, but really, why were you leaving us at a time when we thought we needed you more?"
Takaita prayer request ku church achiri kurwara Lazarus hakuna kana yakaverengwa hakuna kana mfundisi wakaitaura.
We actually put a prayer request at church when he was still sick. Prayer request was not read and no pastor talked about it.
Havana kutombouya pastor.
In fact, the pastor didn't even come home to
kusvikira
pray
afa Lazarus
until he died.
Akatovigwa nemfundisi wekumasangano.
Oh yes. And we had to get a denominational preacher to bury Lazarus.
Andimuko. Do my stumbling blocks you are.
Dori don't change to gumburiso.
Ano sangana nema Kristo pakuna matakwedu.
That we meet as Christians in our way of
life. Amadam, if you are not born again.
Kana usina kuzvarwa pachaka.
Shwa ucharwadziwa kusvikira unoti eh chi message chidai ndakatiregera zvakuchiziva
chimwe. You will be under so much pain until you regret ever coming into the message.
You must be born again.
Unofanira kuzvarwa pacha.
Unofanira kunge uri munhu akachena mwoyo, brother.
You need to be of a pure and clean spirit. You must not find fault with God. Is that clear?
That's when you must be born again. Then you don't see any mistake with God. Because he knows what he's doing. Alright. What I take a denominational pastor, alright, we accept.
Okay. We accept that we had to get a denominational pastor to bury Lazarus.
First day, 2 days, 3 days, nada. No Jesus.
But even on the memorial services, day one, day two, day three, Jesus didn't pitch up.
After the third day, here comes Jesus.
You know, if you pick an attitude in that situation, you can tell the pastor off.
Because my Pharisee by the time you hang out, you know what?
You know, because the Pharisees at that time, they would come and say, look at it.
You know.
Don't just join any sort of little
churches.
You know, even the rabbi is saying the door is open for you in your old church. You can come.
Yes. I'm going to get twice.
You know, you can almost give it a second thought. If you don't understand how God operates, when you fail to understand how God operates, brother.
How many? So, then Jesus comes.
Jesus,
where? I know. I know.
When he fell sick and even when he died.
But then he said, why didn't you come?
God
has a program.
God has a
program.
He has a program with you in
the believer.
There are certain situations where God wants to use you. God uses even the death of Pastor Chesa for some situations. That's how God's programs work. When you understand that there is a program, you will be ashamed of the words you have said and even the actions you've taken.
Then Jesus says, I know.
Jesus,
I don't know.
You know,
even
told the
disciples,
I'm glad that
Lazarus was really sick and sick.
Then he says, I know he's now dead.
And I'm glad that I was not there.
Why?
Because
if I were to be there, people would compel me to move out of God's program. You know, God is so merciful that sometimes we compel him to break his own program.
Amen. But so Marie, you knew about it. Yes, I knew. So why don't you do it? No, for the will of God. Mwari, I'm glad, Mwari, Munozuswa.
It says,
that, you hear me all the time.
Kuti, you know it, we are not it's going to say.
So, Mutai Lazar.
So, raise him up.
Mwari, Mutai Lazar.
God, please raise up Lazarus.
Ndova Lazarus, I'm Mukabra.
And Lazarus rose from the dead.
Mwari, 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 Mwari.
Oh, yes. All those that were saying to Mary and Martha, Mary, you need to come back to church, they were silenced. That's how God silences critics. God will even leave the critics behaving as if they are winning. People speaking whatever they wanted the Red Sea. It will even look like God is losing. And leave the enemy scoring. And you'll be silent. But you know, as human beings, that's not how we play our football. We want to score. But God doesn't do it like
he's
that.
He's even fair, even to the enemy.
Mwariga, anoto pamukana nyangwe kumuvengi. That's when this flesh will go under so much pain. If you are worshipping this God, that's when you need to know.
Praise the Lord, brother. Amen. Do you know My disciples, waka disappointed pakafa Jesu.
You know, the disciples were utterly disappointed when Jesus died.
Listen to the conversation here, two of them were in the
Guinness. Ah,
brother.
You know, brother?
She knows, yes, yes, yes.
You know, brother?
She knows, imagine, decide to say,
now, what are we going to do, man?
She knows, Taka. Siatataura on Vese Gutin, do your church at the end.
You know, we told everybody that this is the only church. Now, as we go back home, what do we tell them?
Bible, they were sad.
Bible,
they were sad. Brother, about the death of Jesus.
They moved around. Amen.
Amen.
And they said, we were actually expecting that this is the man who was going to be our savior and even help the whole of Israel. What do those words mean? We never thought he was
going to
die. We actually never thought that Pastor Chesa was going
to
die.
So
now that this has happened, others are going back to
your
mouse. Don't go to your mouse. Come back. Don't go to your mouse. Come back. Just come back right here. Come back from
above.
Don't listen to this word and that word. Just come back. To those going to your house, please come back. It doesn't even shock us that amongst you, others are on their road to your house. You know, there's no pastor now. We have to go to Emmaus.
So
you're going to Emmaus. Come back from Emmaus. He says, I know the thoughts that I have about you. I know the thoughts that I have about
Eastleigh.
I have an issue with Eastleigh.
Be a part of parcel of what is happening at Eastleigh. Don't be disappointed. Don't be bitter. Come back, you don't know what's happening. Peter, if I go fishing, I go end up.
Peter, come back from your fishing trip. Because Peter was now saying, well, I'm now jobless. Let me go back fishing. God allows those things to happen.
Imagine. So, apostles, disciples.
You know, the way we behave is exactly how the apostles and the disciples behaved.
It's normal.
But understand the scripture. Understand God's program.
Don't be disappointed. God says, I know. I know what is happening. I know your thoughts. I know what is taking place. I know
what they have thought about you.
When you get to that
point where you don't understand what all this means,
that's where people go to Emmaus. That's where you find that Peter went to go back fishing.
And you discover Petro went to Zogera Undoraura.
But what did Jesus himself say? I know.
Jesus wakati yandino ziva.
He took my scriptures.
Scripture
from Genesis to Revelation.
Then he started speaking from Genesis to Revelation and explained to them what these scriptures were saying about him. Even the quotations that the pastor had said before he left. We don't believe them. And we don't understand. You know, sometimes when we jump and shout amen and believe that we understand what is being said, we don't know, brother.
And especially the things, one is an Daniel, the things, one is an Isaiah, the things, you know, the jamba, the house, but man,
you know, when it's still about Daniel, still about Isaiah, we can be jumping, shouting.
But when it comes back home to you,
amen. Mwari akubuda mbaibiri achiuya kwa uri iwewe.
When God is coming out of the pages of the Bible and coming to you,
so wakanzwa ndzana Daniel zvakuda kudzokoroka kwa uri.
That which the prophet was saying is now happening to us. That's when it gets painful.
Amen. Amen. One day, pakashota wine.
You know, one day there was a shortage of wine.
Maria, my son. You know, it says, look at one of them, shine up
and yes. And then Mary went to Jesus and said, Manakuman, you know, just like any mother, she wants to show off amongst people, you know.
Mary, I know, all things are possible here.
Oh, yes. Maria, I know, Apana, Chisinga, Guneke, Mana.
She goes, wine is short.
Then she said, you know, the people are short of wine. They've run out of wine.
But Imam Zimai, so what have I got to do with that?
Then he says, woman, zvine izvozvo kushota kwevanhu.
Do you understand the program that I must be doing? And it is zvekuda kushainira kune vanhu izvozvo.
Uri kutwisa horongo hwangu here. Inini, I'm not here for showmanship, showing off.
Amen. Mai vai vangoti, anyway, yakwira makata, but anyway, vanhu vese vari panapa. Imimi.
Then the mother said, well, the issue looks like it's become a bit difficult and it's hot here, but this is my advice to you people. Whatever he tells you to do,
Mary,
just do it.
Mary knew her son.
Maria is ziya mwana kumana wake.
Mary knew kuti mwari ano shanda ni mwana uyu.
Mary aito ziya that God works with this boy.
Never mind my mashoko anenge ari
rough. The other rough words.
Do you know, brother?
Unoziva here, ama.
Brother, varuti don't. Patinofanira masvikira tinofanira kuziva Mwari.
Brother, I'm saying that's the way we need to approach God.
To know God.
Kuziva Mwari.
We must come to a place where we know God.
Tinofanira kusvika pachinhano chekuti tinoziva Mwari.
Kuziva maitire anoita.
And know his approach.
Brother Branham goes on and says,
Brother Branham,
brother, it's not to know this message. It's not to know this church. We must know God. The person. How do you know God?
By the situations and steps that you walk into. And he will be taking you out of those situations. Getting out of situations. Coming out whilst seeing God is what is
uno pensera wakuziva mwari kwete wekuziva church kwete kuziva mfundisi kwete kuziva vanhu but unosvika paunoziva mwari.
You then get to a point where you know God, not the church, not the pastor,
then,
but God.
To know him is life.
Kumuziya no upenyu.
Vazhinji vanoziva church, vazhinji vanoziva
message. Many know the church, they know the message.
We don't know God many times. Asati
ziye mwari.
You
know God through the troubles that you get into and him taking you out of them. You get a point where you say, I now know God.
To know him is life.
Not knowing the prophet, not knowing the church, not knowing the message, not knowing Brother
Makwinye,
not knowing Brother Rayfan.
We know too much of human beings and not know God. Those that know their God are going to do exploits. Those that know their God, they are not going to be disappointed with my problems.
Those that know their God,
they
knew this is the way you operate. You will know this is the way you work. This is the way he speaks. These are the things he allows to happen.
Mary knew that.
Maria is here.
She was never disappointed
by the rough words.
Knew God.
Why is it ma?
And sure enough, when Mary went away,
Maria pagata enda.
Jesus Christ on the request, so,
Jesus Christ, he had the request. Then he says, okay, what do you have?
She can sit in my bucket, 20 liter.
They said, no, we got some 20 liter buckets around here.
She can sit in
my. Then he says, okay, fill them with water.
You see, Mary knew that Jesus would do that.
Maria, I told you, Jesus would have it.
She knew.
When you get to a point where you say, this is the way God works.
Be certain of God.
You need to get used to the way God operates. When you get to a point,
it doesn't
matter how the message has been preached, whether zviri kupikisana nekafungiro kako iwewe.
Mashoko anotaurwa haana effect on you.
The words that are spoken, they do not harm you.
See, what a stumbling block this is to so many people. Stumbling block. Tine ma stumbles along the road, bro.
Zvino gumbura mzira.
But you must be born again. You must know, no quatri kwenda, madam, things are not going to be any easier.
You know, with where we are headed to, hapana tirikuzomboita nyore apa.
Let me tell you, brethren. Things are going to be tougher and tougher and tougher. Why? So that we come out of this world.
Kutimude mnyika inoyi.
Zvirikusvika where hazvicha gariki.
You will get to a point where you are like, no, this world, I can't live in it anymore.
Until the spirit and the bride say, come, Lord. Because like Israel, they wonder if God really loves them. And you know these problems and you don't take them away.
You know the sickness in my home, but how come you're not taking it away?
Especially which is one woman at you here today. Hey, thank God in the next testimony that I suppose going to get that so.
It even gets worse when somebody stands here to give a testimony. Oh, don't tell me, Mari, wakazo dai. But God may not deal with you the way they dealt with this one giving a testimony.
Sometimes tinogumburwa nekuda kwekuda kupatana nekutsvaga uniform kuti zvakaitwa sister Sondoza ndoda kuitirwawo zvakaita brother Sondoza ndoda kuitirwawo Mwari anouya zvakasiyana nezvako iwewe.
Sometimes we get offended because we want to create a pattern of how God works, that because he did this to sister so and so, he must do it the same to you. God has his own customized way to deal with you.
But sevanhu tinokuda kukopana sevana vechikoro.
But you know, like people, we want to copy one another when like we school kids.
Oh, Mwari zvamakaitiro so and so. Unoziva zvakatambura kuti
azoitirwa izvo. God did this for so and so. Do you know what he went through before he got to that testimony?
You see? Peter one day akaona Jesus ari kufamba pamusoro pemvura zvikanzi, "Oh, ishakana."
Peter one day saw Christ walking on water. And he was like, "Oh, Lord, can I also walk?
Neni ondoda izvi."
"I want to walk. I want to do the same."
Chiva kwezvinhu zvamwari usingazive mubhadharo wazo.
Don't just lust after the things of God and you don't know what is the requirements to have them.
Peter didn't
know that Jesus had just had an all-night prayer.
Then he came walking on the water.
Sister, Father, you have never uttered a word in prayer. You have never suffered for this church, but you want to take it. So God will say, walk if you want. Without the substance of prayer, there you go. No, it's working.
Then the substance is required. The backup.
Background. You know, the background of prayer. But Baba Baba, he doesn't have it. What is happening?
Pamvura.
No.
In
am
Peter.
I really walking on water?
Kufamba.
Me, Peter, walking.
Pamvura.
Walking on water. Am I?
And when they did that,
Pagadaro.
Down he went.
That's Topaganyura.
Zikazina Jesu koinda.
Then Christ says, what is happening to you?
You know,
I was really enjoying it, but suddenly I lost it somewhere. You haven't been praying.
You have no faith in you. Faith comes by contact with God. You
don't just walk willy-nilly. You don't just walk through the Red Sea. When you are not a circumcised Israelite.
Amen.
I just want to walk like Israelite. You are going to sink.
Amen. And we're going to brothers.
Do you see these brethren?
My message, we have a lot of carnal comparisons.
My marriage, we have kuyenza nisana kwe zinu kwe nyama chaiku.
Let's get away from those things. Come to reality. Let's come to reality.
Let's not behave like Pentecostals. They always get into competition.
Don't prophesy, man.
No, that one is prophesying better than me. That one prophesying better than me.
Don't do it, brother.
If you are not inspired to prophesy, don't prophesy. When you wait upon the Lord, God does not give fake things. That I'm doing it because I'm now left behind. I cannot go
sit. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
I know I'm dealing with a lot of issues today.
Amen. Shiganze. How can God be just and loving if he stands by and watches his people suffer?
That
is what they asked in Malachi 1, verse 1, 3, the burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, says the Lord, yet you say, wherein have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, says the Lord, yet I loved Jacob and I hated Esau. Laid his mountains and his heritage waste for the dragons of the wilderness. You see, they could not figure out God's love. They thought that love meant no suffering.
People's definition of love is that as a small baby, the moment I cry, I have a teat in my mouth. But God does not deal with you like that. God does not deal with babies. God does not deal with babies. We have to be mature people reaching to a point of adoption. That's why he's now beginning to allow certain things that are really painful.
We have learned enough. We have come to church enough. But they thought that love meant a baby with a parental care. But God said that his love was elective love. Proof of his love is election. That no matter what happened, his love is truly proven by the fact that you are chosen to salvation.
If you've been chosen by God to be a believer in this message, get satisfaction from that.
Sometimes we don't count our blessings.
Most,
it's a human nature sometimes. The prophet wondered
On one day,
achiona tabernacle ya Oral Roberts.
Looking at the tabernacle of Oral Roberts.
Achiona tabernacle ya T.L. Osborne.
Looking at T.L. Osborne's tabernacle.
And then the prophet sakasvika pan sakandishungurudza one time.
The prophet says it really got to a point where it bothered me. Kana
mari inda abisana kundipo. You know,
then he was like, but Lord, why didn't you give me something this good?
Am I such a hypocrite?
You know, these people really actually copied from me. But I'm still in the suffer continue mode. But I'm the one who started with this thing. Do you know that the love of God will cost you something? If God really loved you, you get to a point where you've got to pay something. If God loves you, there are certain things He will deny you and will not allow you to do. When you
be wanting,
saying, so and so has got.
Disappointed.
Oh, yes. If you move around this church comparing what other brothers and what other sisters are getting, you are going to be disappointed.
According to you.
Because God is going to deal with you in your own peculiar manner.
Hallelujah. Brother Branham vakatarisana T.L. Osborne vakaonana Oral Roberts zvikadzinai mwari ko mandisire ikondega kudai.
Brother Branham looked at what T.L. Osborne had, Oral Roberts had, then he says, Lord, why have you forsaken me?
Doma comparison evana vechikoro anoti netsa pakunamata iwaya.
Those are the schoolboy comparisons that will cause us problems when we come to a time of worship.
Brother Branham vakazotauruka zvikanzi iwewe ka chinzwa.
Then Brother Branham was told that no, now listen.
And
I never called you so that you do the way T.L. Osborne or Robert is doing.
I am your satisfying portion.
Just by choosing you, that alone must satisfy you. Don't look at other brothers or other sisters. Don't look at another sister. Don't look at another brother. Oh yes. You are whoever you are, and I'm whoever I am. We are different. But we are all children. God will work with him in a way which is different with the way he works with that one.
Yeah, grade one yatakaita inindini iwendiwe tose tirivana.
Back to grade one stuff. This is John, this is Peter, but we both boys. Just be happy with what you have. Nenzira yako yaurikuitira nayo.
Ariane kaitira iwewe.
God has his own way that he will use.
Kakasiana neka John.
Different from me, John.
At the end of the day.
But kumagumo kwazvo kwese.
Unoona kuti Mwari anotisanganisa.
You realize we are brought to the same place.
I am your satisfying portion.
Ndini chikamu chako chinokugutsa.
Kana Mwari akusarudza brother sister.
If God has chosen you brother sister.
Fara kuti Mwari akusarudza.
Just be happy that you've been chosen. Because there are people going through the problems you are going through with no message, with no God. You can say, no, my husband died, my daddy died. True.
But you need a message.
But you've got the message. There is a widow woman with no message. You even have relatives that have no hope under the sun.
Count your blessings.
Everything else that comes under the sun, it's pure accident. Having a husband, having a car, having a house, those are either bonuses or pure accidents of the earth. Sometimes we can worship
and say,
Lord, if I die,
I want an honorable widow.
I want to die knowing the Lord. Because some widows are dying without knowing the Lord.
God's elective love.
Rudo rwaMwari rwokusanangura.
God has chosen you.
Mwari vakakusarudza.
Ende kusarudza kwaMwari kunorwadza ende kunodhura.
The election and choosing of God is painful and it's costly.
Dzungwana namadzamo. Amen. Shikanzi, look. No matter what happened, his love was proven truly by the fact they were chosen to salvation, because God has chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the
truth.
He may commit you to death as he did on
Paul. That has nothing to do with the matter. That's what we must know.
Kuti mwari kana andidindi fenini haisi mhosva ndachizvitadzo zvinhu zvinoitwa naMwari.
That if God decides that I must die, it's not a sin and he never did anything wrong, but those are some of the things that God does.
Like we read that quotation, you are not fit to live until you are fit to die.
Sekuverana kwamaita muchinokorwa muyame kuti haukodzere kurarama kusvikira wakodzera kufa.
Namo yedu ndekuti hatizvione kuti takakodzera kufa ba.
Our problem is we never deem ourselves fit to die.
That's why the thought of death is very painful.
Ndosaka pfungwa yerufuka inorwadza.
Because we only know this world.
Anyway,
there is another world.
We
must be aware of that other world.
Tika
aware of that other world. Then it's like going to another country. Yes. But he may commit you to suffering as he did Job. That's his prerogative. He's sovereign. But it's all with a purpose. When you think about John the Baptist, I got a dimbur one soro se uku, brother. Ari muranda wa mngari.
Uka funga kuti, John the Baptist, they had to cut off his head like a chicken, but he was a servant of the Lord.
Uka zifunga ne nyama izo, so unofunga kuti mngari ari unfair.
If you think of that in a carnal way, you start seeing the unfairness of God.
But you don't know God yet.
Our real problem is we don't know God. But God will actually say, my task has been accomplished.
That man has saved the purpose. It's done with a purpose.
Bro, Branham says, "Zvino toitwa paine chinangwa."
Pastor Chesa has saved his purpose.
Pastor Chesa vakazadzikisa chinangwa chavo.
He was elect.
Vanga vari musanangurwa.
He has done well.
Vakaita zvakanaka.
He has finished the course well.
Ndokunopedza mujawo wavo zvakanaka.
Brother, you begin to appreciate kuti, brother, this man has done. He has made it.
Unozotanga kunzwisisa kuti aiwaka murume uyu. Akunda. The real issue now is about you and me.
But no pensa Jesus.
When we finish our own courses.
And iyo miedzo ichiri pamberi pedu kudai.
And our troubles are right before us.
The question is, are you going to make it?
Iwe uchakunda here.
Iwe wene ne are we going to
you
make it?
You and me tichakunda here. I'm beginning to see it that those that have gone before us, they are done. They have done their bit.
Yes, done. The question is you and me.
Mubvunzo wavapa apa mandiwo kuti iwe neni.
Nekuipa kwazviri kuenda kumberi kwatiri kuenda.
The way things are continually getting worse.
The
devils that will rise from this church. Are we going to survive them?
Judas.
Oh, we will die once we now have been like Judas.
Peradventure,
this has come to bring out the dirty spirits in us. That's when you look and say, okay, this man has done his bit.
You
know, when Jesus was facing the cross, he actually says, don't cry for me.
Cry
for yourselves. I have known my purpose. I have done my bit. I have done which was
Don't just cry.
Why are you crying? You cry for somebody that has made it into glory. Ko iwe.
Will I make it?
The real issue here is iwe uchakunda.
Amen. You see? Brother, when a pastor just when you look at it, he's been used as a resurrection sign, a junction, a wake-up call for this church.
You know, when you look at Pastor Chesa, vashandiswa se pamaradzano penzira kuti pakakuzunguzwa kuti timboti pengenuke ise church.
Someone that should shock you to think.
Chimwe chinhu chiri kukufanga kukutyisa kuti upinde mukufunga.
Amen. Tinzwana nama dzinorekana. Do you know what you are sorrowing for? One time the prophet was told when he was sorrowing for his wife and baby Sharon, Billy, we are far too much better than you
are. Billy,
ability this morning. Listen, children, listen, wife. I am much far better than you guys are.
Sister Chesa, maybe same thing. If you had that same ability, you could work for home foods. I could say, Inzwamana, Nirinane, Jaganyana, Udarika.
Like why we know Chema Kudenga, he would be crying for you, Asarapana.
If there was going to be any crying in heaven, the pastor would only cry for us who remain here on earth.
You know? Let me say this, brethren. It's us who have remained in the conditions that are now. Some are going to lose their faith in this. Because of his death. Some are going to be exposed by it. When a pastor is alive, anofugidza ma spirit akawanda pa church.
Kana mfudzi aripo, he covers many spirits at a church.
But when he is gone,
pane naenda,
those spirits are going to be exposed.
Mweya iyoyo ichaiswa pachena.
Tiende kuna Acts chapter 20.
If we can go to Acts 20.
Oh, brethren. Think about these things.
Fungai pamusoro pezvinhu izvi.
We are taught in this message.
Tinodzidziswa mumharidzo inoyi.
We must be able to translate into the things that are to be.
Tiri kufanirwa isusu kuvandudzwa kupinda muzvinhu zvichauya.
Chitogadzirira kufunga. What is it like? What are they thinking there? What are
we
they,
must be prepared now to be thinking and imagining kuti kwakamboita sei kudenga.
Think about those things.
Because
funga izvozvo uchaona kuti uchaita serious pamusoro pekunamata kwako nechikristo chako.
When you think about those things, you will get serious about your Christian walk and your Christian walk and your Christian faith.
Hauzochemera munhu akaenda zvake kudenga and you uri pa 50-50.
Oh yes. You will not cry for the man who's made it into glory when you have a half chance of making it.
Let's look at Paul.
Akufa, brother, what he said.
That is Paul when he's coming to a time of his death.
He says, now, verse 25, and now, behold, I know that you all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men.
Zvino tarirai ndinoziva kuti imi mose vandakafamba pakati penyu ndichiparidza ushe hwaMwari hamuchazooni chizo changu. Naizvozvo ndinokupupurirai nhasi kuti ndakachena paropa revanhu vose.
Paul was saying, I know.
Paul arundruzia.
Zvimwe zvinhu zvandakatsimbirira zvaakuzosara zvichibuda pachena ndabva mumashure menyu.
Some of the things that I was covering and hiding, they are going to manifest when I've been removed from your midst.
Nokuti Paul writes ziva atiri mpenyu kuti brother Iga ndikafanga noti chaita sinda.
Because Paul knew that this brother, if I die, I don't know how this brother will live. I don't know.
Because
some of the brothers are just Christian, like, because I'm there.
Icharamba iri Kristo here.
Brother, icharamba, will you remain a Christian?
Ko insiste.
Go this sister.
Imwe yandaimbotika $20 pamwedzi. Ndisipo ichapona.
That one that I used to, you know, post on some handouts, $20 a month, will they remain a Christian?
This is simple, but sinner to my $20.
When those $20 are now dried out, will they continue coming to church? If you have been drawn to church by those $20 bills, change your way of worship.
Amen. Amen. So, wherefore I take you to record this day, verse 26, that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers.
Do
you
understand, you elders? You that have been left in charge
to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this. After my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
I
know. I've
been hiding these things
but
when I was alive. But wolves are going to rise amongst you.
Also of your own selves.
Asivo, penyu,
shall men arise.
Speaking
perverse things.
Vachitaura zvinhu zvinopesanisa.
Speaking discrepancy.
Vachitaura nyonganiso.
To draw away disciples after them.
Kuti vazvikwezvere vadzidzi.
Mwaraitozviziva zvese izvozvi.
God knew all these things.
It's there in the scripture.
Zvirimo magwaro.
Kana zvakusumuka hatichashamiswa because this day the scripture is fulfilled.
When these things begin to rise, they will not shock us. Tinongoti nas.
Also, of your own selves will men arise speaking perverse things.
Naizvozvo kubva pakati penyu pachasimuka varume vachitaura zvinhu zvinopesanisa.
Paul waizviziva izvozvo.
Paul knew it.
Kuti dzimwe shasha ndakangodzitsimbirira chete nokuti dzinotopona ndiripo.
That certain men, you know, I'm just hiding them. They only survive in my presence.
Can a brother Branham foot?
Even brother Branham.
Do you know brother Branham? He knew. Could after his death, mutabanaka uchaima munakumira mushi.
Eh, brother Branham naito ziva kuti sure pekuenda kwavo all is not well in the tabernacle.
Brother Neville vanga vasiwa ari in charge. Vainyatonzwisisa shumiro ya brother Branham. Vai supporta.
Brother Neville, who was left in charge, understood the ministry of the prophet, and he was a supporter. But we then hear of people fighting Brother Neville.
Brother Branham, vakatoti pane vanhu panapa vari kuda kubvisa Brother Neville, you have to fight with me.
Brother Branham actually says, there are many here who want to remove Brother Neville, but for you to do that, you've got to fight with me.
Do you know, I'm told, after the death of Brother Branham,
Brother Branham pavakatungamira. Those spirits that Brother Branham was covering, those spirits rose up.
Brother Neville, until
Brother Neville, at the point of his death, he was no longer attending the Branham Tabernacle. Those spirits had rose up.
Christ is the mystery of God. Those who talk about Branham, Christ is the mystery.
If you go to that book, Christ, the mystery of God revealed, that's exactly what the prophet is talking about.
Love each other, you brethren.
You know, that issue that he raised up and said, Dananai Hama.
Brother Branham, I know.
Brother
Branham, just a power.
I'm just dealing with this spirit.
Why is God mature make my antichrist spirit they are wanting to raise up?
Paul knew that after him there were antichrist spirits in Absimuka.
He said it.
You know, there are some spirits.
Asio mngare asio.
But God is not going to leave a man in charge who does not understand how to deal with those spirits.
No, mngare ane provision.
God has provision
to deal with those things.
Because
he knows those things are ready. My church says, Brother Branham says, no, my antichrist spirit, I need to know power.
Through the church ages, Brother Branham says, those spirits were the antichrist spirits that fought with Paul when he was alive.
The synagogue of Satan.
Synagogue of Satan.
People that said they were apostles.
Vanhu vakambozvitiva apostori.
Vanhu vanova dzine ndisi takatanga they were original.
Those people who
were original as we go pensera wa original in sin.
Those people who say tisi takatanga kuuya tisiwe pamavambo unogona kuramba uri pamavambo uri pamavambo muchivi.
Mafikezulo agoita zviri nani.
And Johnny come late will become a better Christian.
That was by experience.
Because those that left Egypt are not the ones that go to Canaan. But children that were born on the way, they are the ones that came into the promised land. The old man could not survive the journey.
Benny, sometimes you tend to go too early, sometimes it becomes a disadvantage.
No, Bono, that may be coming to the message earlier. Kuro kuna kuso kutserera.
No, we don't have too much politics.
Oh, yes. Nekundi, you'll be knowing too much to nyaya nyaya.
Saka zvaka fa zvese zvimadhara izvo.
So all those old men had to die.
Emakarajisa akati tichambodhira nechimudhara ichi
nechimudhara. God knowing that I need to sort out with that one first. And that one with his friend. I need to deal with them.
Paragraph 76, Christ is the mystery of God.
Paragraph 76, Mbukuiri, Christu chakawanzi, kachamwari, chakaiswa pachena.
I told you.
Nabukudzai.
And this is a tika tika mani.
I'm not an organized preacher.
I'm unorthodox.
Unorthodox. It works.
So this morning I put it, paragraph 76, Christ is the mystery of God. God, I believe, put it in my heart to teach a Sunday school lesson here this morning, God willing, for a lengthy time. And now, this being my last service for a little while, as far as I know. All right. And I want you to remember that Brother Neville here left in the church in the charge of this tabernacle under the Holy Spirit that he left here and he believes this message and teaches it just the same as I do.
Ndoda kuti muziye kuti brother Neva varusara vakabata simba pa church panapa. Vanotenda baritso inoyi.
And any time that you want to, you can see fit to come to hear Brother Neville. He certainly will do you good, I'm sure.
He
is a great servant of Jesus Christ. Spirit yangaina Brother Neville, what? As the prophet Brother Branham taught us.
What was the spirit that was in Brother Neville? Brother
Neville, why keep a man?
Brother Branham. Brother Neville would keep the people looking and focused on the prophet.
Zaingwe da Joshua.
The way Joshua was.
Joshua
doing it.
Says, like, Moses.
Joshua would say just the way Moses said it. The servant of the Lord.
My tiro as Zaingwe da Moses.
Just the way Moses would do it. The servant of the Lord.
Kana prophet akapinda mu Jeffersonville.
If the prophet would get to Jeffersonville.
Brother Neville language out in and not able to tell brother Branham.
Brother Neville would know, I have nothing to say. Brother Branham takes over.
Those are the things that you.
That's what other people didn't like.
Right, and never would I be wrong. I said, yeah, you know. They
wanted Neville to also come and tend, you know, like his own men and say, you know, we understand these things also in our own way.
Ukaona church yasvika fanika payasvika panapa in a certain legacy, a certain vision, a certain way yanga ichidzidziswa. Iwewe kana uri mutedzeri chingova a level andoita kuti zvinhu zvirambe zvingoti vatingoramba vanhu vaine spirit imwe chete iyo.
When you see a church getting to the level that this church is in, if you are going to take over, be a level who will maintain chiono chacho nezvakachidzidziswa ipapo zvakangodaro.
Ndozvo zvakabvisirwa vamwe vanhu even before Brother Neville. Brother Neville was the assistant.
Brother Neville is not the first assistant to be at the Branham Tabernacle. Others were removed because of that.
Yeah. I forget his name now. Who is this other guy? Billy. Ray, come on. I'm moving against spoken word again.
Now, because you don't know the first associate pastor at the tabernacle shows you don't read the spoken word.
I will remember it and I will tell you. Movision, the little blonde guy, Graham Snelling.
Brother Graham Snelling.
Ever heard about him?
Yeah.
Graham Snelling, you remember him? Yeah.
He was the first Brother Neville. But he had his own things that he also wanted to, you know, like infuse in there. But you know, he was gently removed. You won't see that he's been removed. Because they kept saying good things about him.
Brother Branham had
his own approach.
I just why since America is so good. Hey, Graham Snelling was this guy was.
But if it was us, the whole America would know that Graham Snelling has been removed.
But in the young guy in profit.
But that was the spirit that was on the prophet.
Who not do that?
It's an expensive cost. And that's the spirit we all must have.
Your double portion. You have to know.
We must have a double portion of the spirit of Elijah.
And that is because we are going that double portion. Yanga in the brother Branham area.
We are not going to get up there if we don't have a double portion of the spirit that was on Brother Branham. Elijah.
What was the double portion?
Spirit the spirit of love that was on the prophet.
Humility and prophet.
Kuzvinini pisa kwangukupa prophet.
Anemazona kuzvichikora nekuziramba kwemprophet.
Self sacrifice that was on the prophet.
Then the spirit ya Kristo yanga iri pamprophet.
And the spirit of Christ that was on the prophet.
Those in zviri zviri panemprophet.
That's those are the two things that were on the prophet.
Ndomwe yamiri inofanira kuuya pavatendi vemessage inei.
Those are the spirits that must come on this believers of this message today.
Rapture,
without that, there is no rapture. Hapana kubvutwa.
Is that
clear?
What is the capstone we must attend to? The spirit which was on the prophet. I know. You don't know nothing.
Vazhinji vedu tiri kungoti ndinoziya, ndinoziya. Rega unzwe kamujaya hapana chaunoziya.
If you think you know those signs, you can just walk out zee.
Kana uri kufungidzira kuti unoziya ka ndochiratidzo chekuti you know nothing.
Because you know what, bro?
Unoziya.
Brother, you must not know so that you will be made to know by God.
Brother,
knowledge
because your knowledge, God does not want it.
Perfect strength by perfect weakness, Brother Branham spells it out very well.
Mubukwiri simbaraka kwana kuburikidza nehutera wakakwana. Brother Branham anyatso zvitsanangura zvinhu.
But vangani nekuda kwemweye kuzvitutumadza yatinayo vanobvuma kuti havazive.
But how many of us, because of the spirits of pride in us, would accept that they don't know?
American
brethren,
nzira yekudenga is very narrow for us.
The way to heaven inete zvikuru kwatiri.
Ichapindwa nevanhu vanogona kuzviramba.
Only those that can deny themselves can walk there on.
And haisi nyore kuzviramba.
And it's not easy to deny yourself.
Hey, wamba paridza wafunga kuti pamwe ndiwo.
Especially after having preached
the bit.
And then you think you've done it.
That's I mean, every time Brother Branham kana munhu akapodzwa kuti handisiri ndazviita. It was Christ.
Every time when somebody gets healed, Brother Branham would say, I didn't do it, it's Christ.
Imwe akiti. Ndinokutaurirai kuti vashoma vanhu vari kupinda murapture from this message.
I want to tell you that very few are making it into the rapture. Kubva maritsu muno.
Especially varume.
Especially men.
Fanakasi varume tiri pa tight.
Varume tiri parumana chaiwo.
Vakadzi vari nani because they are humble naturally.
Oh yes. The ladies are better. Pahunu chapu chapu vanongozvinini pisa.
But varume.
But the men.
Toda tumuzviziva hama dzangu. Vangeri. Ezvinezvi. It must emphasize more pa varume.
This gospel must hammer more on the men.
The first portion of the message was hammering on the women.
Because
it was the time of calling of the bride.
But
yes, Branham.
But now it is the time of calling of the Joshuas who are going to take over from Branham.
So the emphasis here, gospel has changed from the women to the men.
So the gospel now will emphasize more on men than on women.
And you don't know it.
You are zee.
You
are busy hammering and bringing down quotations on your wives who are praying better than you after all.
You know,
if you take these quotations intellectually, you will just become a Pharisee, that's all.
You are so carnal. Just like a person about the TV, TV. You are just in the TV.
Unoramba uchingoti uri munhu wepanyama. Uri kuramba uchingorovedzera TV, TV. Nyaya yechoya isiri pa TV.
TV is now nothing.
TV ga isiri chinhu.
Eh zvino nyaya yapo is cell phone.
The real deal now is on the cell phone.
Yes. And brother, Satan wakaisa TV mumba mako.
Brother Branham says the devil took the television and put it into your house.
Now the devil has taken that TV from the house into your pocket now.
Zvino iwe TV yabviswa mumba yaiswa muhomwe mako. Ufamba nayo TV.
Zvino kana uri mufarisee unoda pasuka TV, TV, TV.
If you are a Pharisee, you will continue hammering on the TV.
achiri kunetseka neTV panapa ndiani.
Who really now is bothered about TVs?
TV haichamboratidza zvinoonekwa pa cell phone.
TV is no match to the cell phone.
Zvino kana une mweya unofanira kuziva kuti iye zvino izvi is now moved on.
If you are spiritual, urikuva kuziva that there has been a shift.
You see? Sevarume vakauya nemukadzi uyo akabatwa mupombwe kuna Jesu.
Like those men that brought that woman who had been caught in adultery to Christ.
That's quotation. Quotation.
Chinokorwa chiri pano. Chinokorwa.
Paragraph so and so page.
Moses, paragraph chakati chakati. Ishi iri pano. Ukaira mberi. I gonna refuse to return.
Jesu akazomboka akazomboti quotation iri right iri pane pane you know pane pane varume ava. What did he say?
Did Jesus say it? The quotation is right.
Anangopembera mukadzi mose.
He didn't even impute sin on the woman.
Akati kudii kune mukadzi.
What did he say?
Apanda kana chivi chavo. But varume.
He said she has done no sin, but this man.
The
men were found guilty on that quotation.
Yeah.
Even today,
those
that are holding stones to stone others, it's the men.
Who are causing
the problems we have in church? It's men.
Even in the
political world, it's the men.
The
managers at work, men.
Even
at church,
the pastors, trustees,
deacons, song leader.
My interpreter.
Even us, the translators.
There
is no woman whatsoever.
But we are in problem.
As it is now, matambudziko
zvakadaro. The
sisters are seated neatly in position the way Brother Branham taught it. But we, the Joshuas,
are
we speaking like the prophet? No.
Do we have
love like the prophet? No.
Do we deny
ourselves self-sacrifice like the prophet? No, we
don't. But we are standing in place of
Brother
Branham.
Look at the people that have taken the place of Branham.
Men, heaven is
far, and it's not many that will make it.
I
tell you the truth.
It's a painful knowledge.
If we don't see it, men.
Varume vakadzi vakawanda vachaenda murapture. Varume vazhinji dzichisara shasha dzine matombo mumaoko.
Many sisters will get into the rapture and many men will remain behind holding stones.
Vasina kutaka mukadzi uyaenda naJesu haana kana imi madhara mavata ma.
Those wanted to stone that woman, but Jesus said, she's not the problem. It's you, the madalas.
Anyway, I'm diversifying that, but listen, Brother Neville goes through many strains and heartaches that he doesn't show it here at the tabernacle. But being that the Lord lets me have a little sight into people's life, I know.
Brother Neville, I know.
I know what's going on in the church. I know the spirit's fighting against
it.
I know what it goes through.
And
he certainly goes under a lot of labor and strains and things. And you people here, hold him up like Joshua and Caleb. Hold up the hands of Moses.
As
he is bringing the way.
Pray for the men.
That have
been left in charge here so that they humble themselves and they speak according to the ministry that was here.
ukaona mna kuti is I see it is I bamazwa kuti
chimwe yati ata simuka
ini ndikaonero kangu nekaonero kangu just know zvakuchema
yes ndinenda kutamba nako ndiana ari pastor brother Joseph Branham.
Who is pastor at the tabernacle? It's brother Joseph Branham.
And you think with brother Joseph Branham, punish me, sir. I don't know what his dad said.
Do you think he says anything? You just tell you his dad said.
As brother Branham said.
As brother Branham said.
Mwararuko zito kutu wangu muko. Vana wem profita ndia pastor man.
God just allowed it that the child to the prophet be the pastor.
Why?
Nema kaya. If it was me, you know, Dennis Chogwea, there is the pastor there. It will be changing things.
Change of dispensation. You know
what?
Doing any contention in Joseph Branham.
Because that was the condition for Joseph Branham. That who is going to preach like dead?
That's why you want to get tended to parties, to parties, to brand of tabernacle. Why now the parties are coming? But tape. Pose,
it was because of that at Branham Tabernacle that they wouldn't allow people to preach. They would just listen to the tape and then hear the word. Why was that
pointing us to?
They were looking for somebody with the spirit as the spirit that was on Brother
Branham.
We were showed and demonstrated Christ by Brother Branham. That's why we left the denomination. Who amongst our preachers is going to manifest for us Christ?
Can I just go on Jesus? I'm a dangwa.
If we can't see Christ, brethren, let us pray for our ministers so that they deny themselves and humble themselves.
Love one another above everything. Love one another above everything. Love one another. No matter what the devil tries to say. Now
we
are all one great big sweet group now.
But remember,
he says, but remember my warning. See, Satan won't let that stay that way.
Where this came from? It was because people were fighting Brother Neville. Somebody was fighting to take the position.
But Brother Branham knew.
But
Brother
Branham
knew.
That there will be nobody who will come and know my ministry like Neville.
Remember my warning. Satan won't let that stay that way.
Satan has to stand out.
No, sir.
Quite.
He'll shoot everything. If he has to bring somebody in to make his target. He'll bring some critical or unbeliever in and sit him down and cause him to fellowship with you under the quietness and things. And then he'll shoot that guy with some kind of a poison stuff.
He will
start through the church with it. Don't you take sides with it. Don't take sides with
don't
it.
Don't start saying, I want this one, I want that one. Musatora mati nazvo.
No, Paulo, I remember you. I cannot endure Paulo. Kunyange Paulo, ati toziya vanhu vaita kutomusupporta, anga asingadi amurikuita zvakanaka murikusupporta Paul. Don't take sides with it.
Don't start saying I'm of Paul, I'm of this. Even Paul knew people that were supporting him, but he did not support them.
Varaka panguva ino murikuchema hama dzangu.
Right at this time, it's morning time.
Remember, I'm chema.
Continue morning.
But come here, we're going to pray. We're going to fund this. We're going to pray. We're going to keep our attention together.
asking the Lord that God give us ministers that will continue preaching for us and keeping our attention to Chiramba Taka.
Until Mwari watiratidza expected the end yedu.
Until the Lord shows us magumo avo akaita tariro now.
Don't have somebody politically maneuvering to take over.
Haikona kutendera mumwe munhu kuti ashandise manomano kushandise nzira.
Don't you have nothing to do with anything else? You stay right loving and sweet and kind to one another. Pray for that man that he will be saved too. Because he's not saved. He is not saved.
If you see somebody with the spirit of a tout, he is not saved.
Yeah. Windy is not saved.
The tout is not saved.
How would I get a political gain?
His commuter omnibus must fill up. That's all he cares about.
So pray for that man that he will be saved. Or that woman, that is. Just pray for them. And stick one with another. Stay with your pastor.
That is
the spirit of your pastor. The humility he had.
Look for that meekness, humility.
And mana. Brothers, you've got an example. Just like we all have an example, Muna Brother Branham. Brother Branham, by the church ages.
Brother Branham would say,
Kereke iri close to Paulo.
The church that was closest to Paul.
Yaita exhibit mweye wanga wina Paulo.
That were exhibiting the spirit that was in Paul.
I knew exactly to be like Paul. At least I knew it.
You may not exactly draw the line to get where Paul was, but at least those that come closest. That's your pattern. Are we clear?
Because now you remember that. The enemy will come.
Eastly
Tabernacle, the enemy will come.
Eastly Tabernacle.
And when he does, just cling that much closer
to him.
And the one that the devil is using for an enemy will either get out or come in and be one of you. That's all. Those two options is the report. And Satan will either get out.
That which the him whom the devil is using, acha buda.
And he will.
Kubuda no buda.
Kana imimi mjenge mshai sam kan.
If you do not give them a chance,
don't never clown among one another.
Aiko na umbo fama gaida shpoka shpoka.
Or talk and make yourself clownish.
Kana kutaura taura kana kutaura uskamamu shpoka shpoka.
Taura taura.
Talking too much.
Kwaka para the church ye Israel.
That's what destroyed the church of Israel. And they failed to get into Canaan.
It was a talk.
In your homes. No, my friend.
The noises up in them, Bible,
when you see, we now have an issue that is bothering people and it is now going all over the show. It has started in homes. Then it gets to the sisters. Then the sisters
are
like, no. That sister must be removed and that brother must be removed.
But remember, but when Zimbabwe had it, you want to prove to your wife what he has. I thought and this didn't eat anything.
Then the man gets taken over by this spirit that he wants to make his wife happy.
Yeah. But remember that for decades.
Because men want to make their wives happy.
And show what he, yeah, in him I can do it.
What at it? I'm not going to sit down.
rozoona kuti murume zvaari kutaura handi pfungwa yake but ipfungwa yepapiro.
Oh yes. Then you discover that nyaya yaakutaurwa nababa, it's not even his own thought, it's pillow talk.
Don't never clan among one another talking and make yourself clannish. We are one. I could say left hand, I'm mad at you, I'm going to take you away because you're not a right hand, he is my left hand, I want him to stay there. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right there.
We don't want to lose
certain
believers here. I don't see it well. Hey, I can't see this. Stay. Yeah. You are the one who's going to help us sort out problems. You're not going anywhere. You are a part of East Tabernacle. As long as you're not here, we're not complete.
I want to manage the Nataro. Kuenda kuemeusi ne kumhanya mhanya kufishi ende nekuenda kwese kwese unotaura hey handichazviona mushe hey pachechi papa havasikana kuda kuchuzana ninge havasikana kuchuzana ninge iwe namata ka uri panapa.
Don't start going to a mouse or going fishing or now moving around like no, I don't see this well, why are they not choosing solid? So pray, isn't there a church? Pray.
Yes, no doba ta kuti kunida pachezi pano uchitoti nanatira kusvikira pfungwa yamwari yabuda pachena.
We now need you more here so that you pray and you God's mind has been revealed.
Tisikudaona unomira paside vachete.
We don't want people to just stand by the side like
chiita kuchechi kwenyuko.
No, do it whatever you want to do it your way at your church.
Saka waite pano pano panguva yese.
So all along, what have you been doing in this church?
Especially by problem. Don't partir to kuda ka problem.
Now that we have a problem, we need you more.
A problem. Don't partir to kuda ka
problem. That is the problem. We need you more.
Understand?
Isn't it so?
Tika tanga kudimburwa dimburwa zvigunwe zvedu panapa nenzeve dzimwe dzakuenda uko imwe nzeve yakuenda uko zvigunwe zvakungodimbuka dimbuka. Tinosara tichine chipa na.
If we start having fingers going their way, ears going their way, other body parts going their way, what do we have remaining here?
I want him to stay here. Even the little tip of my finger, I want to stay right there. Every little part of my body, stay right here. And God wants us as a body of believers to stay right exactly with one another. Writing it out with one another. Writing, it means tichigadzirisana tiri pano.
Writing it with one another.
Because now you've got tips on that. You've got tips on what we believe. You've got tips on discipline in the church. How we behave ourselves in the church of God. How we got to come here together and sit together in heavenly places. Don't stay home.
Aikona kugara kumba, others are already staying home.
Iwe unogara kumba, hona quotation iri kukuvhima kumba ikoko iwe.
Why are you staying at home? Now this quotation is coming to your house, hunting you down.
Handi nekoto aikona kugara kumba.
The quotation says, don't stay home.
If God is in your heart, you can hardly wait for them doors to open out yonder to get in fellowship with your brothers. If you don't feel that way, then I tell you, it's time you go to praying.
Kana mwari ari moyo mako, unotononokerwa kuvhurirwa madhoayo, kuti upinde uyanane nehama dzako. Kana kasiriko kanzwiro kauinako, yanguva yekuti unamate.
Murikuzwa? Vese izvi zvakabva papiko? Zvakabva pane kurwisana na brother Nevis.
What was the starting point of all this? It was because somebody was fighting brother Nevis.
Church leadership. Because why? We are in the last days where the Bible exalted us to much more as we see that day approaching to love one another with Christian love and divine love. Your love, divine love.
Tiri mazuva ekupedzisira apo Bible parinotikurudzira kuti tidanane rudo rwechiKristu.
rudo rwaMwari.
Imi hama dzangu. Kusika mukenani yezvino izvi ii kuonekwa kuti wabaptizwa rine divine love.
For you to get to Canaan, you need to ensure you've been baptized by divine love.
By this shall all men know that you are in the message when you have succeeded to get baptism of divine love.
Kuburikidza neizvi vanhu vese vachaziva kuti muri babhaptizwa nerudo rwaMwari.
Tinodzwana neRamadzamu. Yezvino kukuzivisa kuti uri message is not just to know the quotations and things, is when you can qualify to get baptized with the divine love.
What is termed being in the message now is not knowing quotations and the message, but when you are fit to be baptized by divine love, then you are in.
Without this, I couldn't have been there.
That's why the prophet says, "Usina."
That's why.
So
that's why you can see, brethren. And you can see those the hardest thing is.
That's why the prophet kept saying, love your enemy.
Those are the prophet is as this because it was impersonated.
This cannot be impersonated as Degerek. Because everything else can be impersonated. Putting your head on the side, looking humble, long skirts, and whatever else, all that can be impersonated, even when somebody is a raw heathen.
Yeah. Love one another.
Then and I.
This will all men know you are my disciples when you have loved one for the other.
That's right.
Stay together. How are you going to qualify yourself to be a Christian? By divine love baptism. If the brother you think is a little wrong or the sister say, Lord, don't let me ever have the root of bitterness springing up because it will affect him. It will take the Christ right out of my life.
It is musambosumuka kana kanduru mandiri nekuti ndikangodaro zvichakanganisa hama iyoyo zvigodzura Kristu kubva muupenyu hwake.
Usakotsira hako ndakuvhara ndokusiya.
Don't even sleep on me. I'm about to close.
I'm gonna kotsira on me now.
Don't sleep on me. I'm about to close.
All right. I've been doing it for a long time. Food is like a chinzu kwa unzu kwa iwe hama iwe.
Terera unzu.
That poison acid of malice.
And
jealousy.
Negodo.
And hatred.
Ne ruvengo.
What is this? Is the tattoos is malice.
Nduru.
Jealousy.
Godo.
And hatred.
Ruvengo.
As in those no tonga pala na mati zinizo.
These three things they rule over believers.
Yeah. Satan akasakuitisa kupombwa kana akasakuitisa zvivi zvinobatika anokusiya uri mumuchechi asi uine malice and hatred and jealousy.
If the devil does not manage to get you to do real sin, he will leave you in church. But whilst in church, uine nduru, uine godo, uine ruvengo.
And what does that make you?
Zvinokuita kuti uve chii?
A Pharisee.
Unobva waita mufarisii chaiye.
You
will not actually refuse to worship God.
No. But you will
be worshiping God with enduro. Godo neruvengo.
Those not to serve as a car back to Abel and Cain.
That takes us back to Abel and Cain again.
Ndoma twins is a carry at a zokoroka message to pattern after the whole Bible.
Those twins will be born again in the message. So that we have the same pattern that's in the Bible.
Yes, you know, message. You don't go to Pakuru. We stand on my believer. Again, we are in a pillar of fire. We are in a pillar of fire. We are not the brother Branham. We are not the brother Branham. As in the and hatred, malice, and jealousy.
We are getting to a point where those that are fighting, it's message believers only. This one is the pillar of fire.
Yeah.
This one is the pillar of fire. This one says brother Branham. This one says brother Branham. But the other one has got Nduru. Godo
neruvengo. But thank you, that's my denominations.
Our enemies are
the kind of good things also, brother. Let me tell
you, don't even sleep on me. Don't fight me, just wake up. Our enemies are not those in the denominations now. Our enemies are right in the message. The twins are right in the message. Those are the things we know will manifest here. For us to determine which seed you are, it will manifest on its own, depending on the spirit in you.
You see, my brother. You see, that will take the Holy Spirit right away from you. You cannot have the Holy Spirit and have malice. And godo and hatred.
Hazvibviri kuva nemweya mutsvene woita nduru, woite jealous, woita ruvengo.
It will run him from the tabernacle.
It
will kill the spirit of God.
Zvigouraya mweya waMwari.
It will drive him away.
Zvigomudzika.
It will hate your past.
Zvigorwadza mufudzi wenyu.
Sometimes that's why the God took away the past.
Kuna
imwe scripture yainzi mukasatendeuka ndinobvisa kanjikera yenyu.
The one scripture says, if you do not repent, I will take away the candlestick.
And Brother Branham says, ndizvo Mwari zvaanoita kuti abvise mufundisi kuti mweya yakaipa inyatsobuda pachena.
That's what Brother Branham says. He says sometimes God takes away the pastor so that evil spirits will begin to manifest.
That's what I'm saying,
brother.
Rufu rwemufundisi usambotora zvinhu zvakachipa, brother. Hazvisi nyaya,
hazvisi nyaya doko doko. That when a pastor dies, it's a cheap thing. It's not a small matter.
It's going to expose somebody.
Zvichaisa mumwe munhu pachena.
It's going to expose somebody.
Zvichaisa mumwe munhu pachena.
It's going to expose a certain spirit.
Zvichaburitsa mumwe mweya pachena.
Who are you?
Uri aniko iwe?
You don't know.
Hatizie.
Vanopasa. Jesus
said, one of you
here
will betray me. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that? Is it me?
Don't you
worry. I know everything that's here.
But why don't you?
It will work itself out.
Amen. The patterns are repeating.
My pattern are
Anna, let me tell you. Zvinhu zvakaitwa nevana Israel vachibva kuEgypt kuenda kuCanaan zvikaitwa kuti naJesu Kristo achibvisa vanhu from that natural trained to the Holy Ghost baptism. Zviri kuripetwa futi in the Exodus. Yeah, Brother Branham achitibvisa muEgypt yemasangano kuti tichisvika muCanaan yepamweya. The things are repeating.
Zviri kuzvidzokorora zvinhu zvakaitika. Panguva yevana vaIsrael vachibuda muEgypt kuenda
kuCanaan
nemunguva yaJesu Kristu zviri kuzvidzokorora muExodus inoya Brother Branham.
You and me don't know.
But
God is repeating a program.
Asi Mwari vari kudzokorodza urongwa.
And chichenjera, brother.
And be careful.
So ndiri kutaura izvi zvacho. It's going to expose a certain spirit, a certain element in you.
This which I'm saying, zvichaburitsa mumwe mweya uri mauri. Chenjera.
Peter katorwa uchandipandukira, Peter.
Peter being told, you will actually betray me.
Oh, in him.
Then he says, oh, and
me. Don't want to go on. Zinu zato na. As you never sure, brother, but who it is, anyone can pandukira Jesu.
It was showing that it's not clear exactly who can do it. Anyone could actually deny Christ.
And they will not forget the news and there is news. And then they say, then they pandukira Jesu. Ah, brah, ishe.
Then Peter says, what would have happened to me? For me to deny Christ, it can never happen. I think this is what way you have missed it. And Christ says, I don't miss anything.
I know, Peter.
Did you go see a Peter?
And I
says, hello.
And the
it can't happen.
And I was saying,
and when it happens, you won't even know it's you. Peter was actually just sitting on the fire.
Message.
You know, I'm in the message. I just want to see where it's going. That's all.
Then they were
like, you are one of him.
Then
he was like, no. Guys, don't start with me. It's early morning. I'm just here for the fire. Nothing else.
Less than an hour ago, I told you, we can't remember Peter. We can't say, "I'm funge."
You won't even imagine how it's going to happen when it gets to you for you to reject him. You just find yourself in it.
It's a pattern.
Ipete.
Don't forget that, brother. It's a pattern. These things are repeating. Where the prophet says the twins will repeat, they will repeat.
If you have read a quote, one
an Abel, another a
Cain.
Abel, Cain, Ruvengo against another brother in the message.
The Cain, you will know how. Hatred. Achivenga hamairu message.
And you say, because you know what I say.
Then you wonder, how does that happen?
A situation just arises.
Panongo simuka mabirejim.
And you take sides.
Iwo watora rumwe rutivi.
And you don't know you are denying Jesus like Peter.
Woto tataku ziyaut wakuramba Jesus.
Right, anyway.
Sekuita kakaita Peter.
Let
me leave because people are sleeping.
I
will leave you sleeping.
Amen. You just walked that much closer together. Drop. Take the buckle. That buckle is on the whole armor of God.
Just pull
her on. Tighten up. Move right up close to one another. Love one another. Anyhow.
Do you see?
To avoid the Cain is to love the person you don't love.
How do you avoid? Uno Jesus say nyaye kuva kind ida munhu wese.
Mapoka, anouya when you have got a natural choice and a natural hatred of somebody.
You start clashing one and with another. Kana paine karuvengo kemumwe munhu kana karimwe boka.
Amen, Amazon. Zandrutaura zandakazviona zandrutaura.
I saw it. Zandrutaura
from a theological point of view.
And zandrutaura zvikuzvisoro.
I've gone through this.
Ndakazviona ndakapinda nemazviri.
And the pastor has really tried to keep us all together, but
Pastor Vagayeta,
the scripture is that Kiskwe.
That has to be fulfilled.
And it's in, remember, Christ is the mystery of God. Pull on, tighten, love one another. Anyhow.
You become a Cain when you fail to love another brother.
Is it going to be could you message or attend the message or attend the seals or not? No! The qualification now is what? Capstone, divine love.
The issue here is not whether you believe the message or whatever. Chirikunzi, chirikunzi, ikanwachi chapatsanura, nechekuti une rudo rwaMwari here kana kuti kwete.
And this is not something that you can manufacture.
And
this is not now rudo rwembawa rwokudanana neuyo anobva kumusha kwako.
Yes. This is not like bar love where you just love your homeboy only. It's not like that.
This is a qualification that God is going to give when you have believed the message from the heart.
Unotozo puwa kana uchinge watenda maridzo kubva pamoyo.
Amen. When you've understood the message,
why is wisisa?
God is going to give you the circumcision, which is the baptism of love.
Mwari vachakupa kudzingiswa kunova rubhabhatidzo rwerudo.
This is the eighth day where the children of Abraham were usually circumcised.
Ndozuva rechisere vana vaAbraham pavaienda kundodzingiswa.
And after the seventh stage of the prophet, we are now in the eighth day where the children of Abraham were circumcised.
Tamba padano rechinomwe revaprofita. Tamzuva rechisere
And the circumcision is the baptism of love. You don't do it. The pastor does not do it for you. It's God sovereignly given.
Pastor,
so he says, talk nice things about one another. Say nice things about one another. And then God will bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Just a minute.